From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo. September 8th.
Here are 5 stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First, from CNET News 2027, Android phones could boost gaming graphics and AI tasks with Arm's new chip tech.
Arm just unveiled its new CSS for Mobile 2 technology, which is set to enhance the gaming and AI capabilities of smartphones in 2027.
The standout feature is the Mali-G2 Ultra NX GPU, designed to integrate AI directly into the graphics pipeline. This means it can upscale graphics and improve frame rates more efficiently, and making mobile gaming smoother and visually richer.
For instance, it can boost a game's resolution from 1440p to 1080p, and double frame rates from 30 to 60 frames per second, all while using less power.
The innovation doesn't stop there.
Arm also introduced new C2 CPU cores, which are optimized for AI tasks. These cores offer a notable performance bump, up to 15% faster in single-thread tasks and 12% in multi-thread tasks, while consuming 38% less power.
This efficiency is crucial for multitasking, allowing phones to handle everything from speech processing to web browsing more quickly and seamlessly.
Overall, these advancements could lead to smaller, more affordable smartphones without sacrificing performance.
Arm demonstrated this potential with a game they co-developed, showcasing how these AI methods can significantly enhance performance and reduce memory traffic. It's exciting to think about how these changes will shape the mobile landscape in just a few years.
Next, second from Tom's Hardware.
Intel surpasses 1 million High-NA EUV wafers processed, outpaces the rest of the industry combined company, also trailblazing giant 6x12 photomasks to speed production and lower costs.
Anton Shilov has been in the PC industry since 1990s, playing games, building PCs, and writing stories about pretty much everything that relates to PCs, Macs, smartphones, tablets, and even fab equipment.
Over his career, he has worked at a variety of high-ranking websites, including AnandTech, EUTimes, TechRadar, XBit Labs, and now Tom's Hardware.
He is also a regular features contributor to Tom's Hardware Premium, writing about the latest developments in the semiconductor industry and related tech news and roadmaps.
Up next, third from Tom's Hardware.
Arm debuts next-gen semi-custom Neoverse CSS and full range of platform compute subsystem packs, up to 128 cores per die on TSMC N3P. Jake Roach has been bending pins and busting solder joints since the mid-2000s, from trying to run Scratch CDs of DeltaForce and Unreal Tournament to spitting out virtual machines on the Threadripper. Jake has been on the hunt for the latest hardware and highest performance for decades.
That eventually spun up a career, with Jake serving as lead reporter at Digital Trends, as well as contributing to outlets like XDA, PC Invasion, Business Insider, and Wired.
At Tom's Hardware, Jake is focused on consumer and workstation CPUs.
And then,
fourth from Slashdot.
Why Google told drivers to drive a longer way on purpose.
Google's research team recently conducted an interesting experiment using Google Maps to reroute drivers in 10 US cities, including San Francisco and Los Angeles.
The goal was to reduce congestion by evenly distributing traffic across different routes.
They found that this approach nudged up vehicle speeds by about 2% on average and shortened travel times by 0.7%. In cities like Los Angeles, where they focused on highways, speeds increased significantly, up to 4.6% in some areas.
While the results were modest, they confirmed a long-held theory in urban planning: rerouting a small number of vehicles can alleviate bottlenecks. However, there's a cautionary note about induced demand, where improvements could lead to more drivers hitting the road, potentially negating the benefits.
The researchers aimed for subtle changes enough to have an impact without drawing too much attention.
Interestingly, the study also highlighted potential environmental benefits, estimating a reduction of about 1,000 metric tons of CO2 emissions annually due to smoother traffic flow.
While this is a small fraction in the grand scheme of urban pollution, it suggests that better traffic management could contribute to cleaner air over time.
There's a possibility that city officials might leverage these findings for broader traffic solutions, but Google has not commented on any plans to collaborate with city authorities.
Next,
fifth from XDA developers.
This ESP32S3 Tamagotchi will die if you doom scroll on your phone too much.
So, there's this new twist on the classic Tamagotchi that's pretty intriguing.
It's built on the ESP32S3 chip, and the cool part is that it can actually tell when you're doom-scrolling on your phone.
If you find yourself lost in a cycle of endless feeds, your virtual pet starts to suffer. It's like a little reminder that your habits can have consequences not just for you, but for this tiny creature you're supposed to care for. As you keep scrolling, your pet's health declines, which adds a layer of accountability to your phone usage. It's a clever way to nudge you to take breaks and be more mindful of how much time you spend glued to your screen. The idea is to create a more interactive experience that encourages you to step away and engage with the world around you. It's fascinating how technology can be used to highlight our behaviors in such a tangible way. This little gadget could spark some interesting conversations about our relationship with our devices and how we can find balance. Plus, it taps into the nostalgia for the original Tamagotchis while bringing it into the modern age.
It's a playful yet poignant reminder to take care of both your virtual pet and your own well-being.
Up next,
sixth from Hackaday.
How bats prevent Doppler acoustic interference.
You know how bats use echolocation to navigate and hunt?
Well, it turns out they face a pretty big challenge when they are all chirping away. in a crowded colony. A recent study looked at how greater Japanese horseshoe bats managed to avoid interference from each other's calls. They found that when bats are mixed together, they adjust the frequencies they use to echolocate. Specifically, bats that typically use lower frequencies shift to higher ones to avoid overlapping sounds. This clever adjustment creates a sort of silent spectral window that helps them track objects without getting confused by their neighbors. It's fascinating how they adapt their calls to maintain precision in such a noisy environment. More research is needed, but it really highlights the complexity of their communication and navigation skills.
And then, seventh from XEA developers.
Windows 11 new battery widget will keep tabs on all your Bluetooth devices.
So if you're working on your laptop and your headphones or mouse start to lose power, you won't have to scramble to check each device individually. It's a small but thoughtful addition that should help streamline your daily routine, especially if you're constantly on the move. The widget will also display your laptop's battery level, making it easier to stay informed about your overall power situation.
This could change how you manage your devices, allowing you to focus more on your tasks and less on battery anxiety.
Next, eighth from House Call with Kate Ahrens.
Current listings #014. Hey, I just dropped a bonus post that's basically a quick roundup of everything that's caught my eye lately. I've listed 16 items that landed on my radar recently, tech culture, maybe a few surprises I didn't expect.
The full scoop, plus extra perks, is locked behind a $5 a month subscription. But the teaser gives you.
Up next, ninth from ChipUp.
Indium phosphide, another warning issued.
Jitamaya, the CEO of Ike, recently highlighted a growing concern in the semiconductor industry regarding indium phosphide in PC substrates.
The issue stems from export controls that are creating uncertainty in the supply chain. Maya pointed out that geopolitical restrictions are making it increasingly difficult for manufacturers to secure the materials needed for high-speed data transmission, which is critical as demand continues to rise.
To mitigate risks, IQE is diversifying its supply base. But Maya warns that if export policies change, it could further complicate access to these essential materials. Indium phosphide is crucial because it's one of the main platforms for integrated photonics, enabling the creation of light-based electronic circuits.
Unlike silicon, IMP can both guide and generate light, making it indispensable for developing advanced semiconductor technologies.
This situation is a reminder of the fragility of supply chains and the challenges posed by global politics.
And then,
10th from Aileen Appet 369.
The secret behind living life on my own terms.
Elena shares her journey of transformation, emphasizing that her lifestyle isn't about wealth or hidden secrets, but rather a shift in mindset over the last decade.
She embraced slow living, which has allowed her to reconnect with herself and prioritize what truly matters.
By letting go of materialism, toxic relationships, and societal expectations, she's found peace and clarity.
Elena acknowledges the struggles she faced, including moments of deep darkness,
but those experiences led her to reevaluate her beliefs and desires.
She encourages others to pursue their own paths, reminding them that it's never too late to change and create a life that feels authentic. Her podcast, Breaking Free, offers guidance for those looking to embark on a similar journey, emphasizing that while the path is unique for everyone, the intention to change is what truly matters. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.